Good afternoon, Truth Wins team. We're here. We're set free.
Set free.
Oh, what are we set free from? Well, before we find out, we'll start off in prayer.
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you. We glorify you. We ask you to be a part of our production today. We want you to be the words and the spirit of it, to be your will in all our ways. We thank you, Father, for this day is the day the Lord hath made, and it is good. We're more than conquerors through Christ Jesus our Lord. We ask this now in the name of Jesus, the name of all names. Amen.
Amen. Well, today we're going to do something kind of different. Since it's set free, we're the land of the free. And as you know, if you go to truthwins.com, Grace D does a lot of paintings of animals for charity, and she entered a contest, and I guess we'll find out probably before this is actually populated how she did. It's a national contest for patriotic things through the Congress. So she did her rendition of what she thought showed freedom and something everyone can get along with.
In California.
And so we'll show her painting. There's her painting. Probably it'd be good if let's see, where in the world is the thing? I turn us off and you can just see the painting. There's her painting that she did, which is pretty awesome. But just to let you know how it goes with her doing her painting, we're going to show you how she did her kind of, we are set free as Americans. We are the land of the home and the free and the brave. So we'll go to her video and then we'll be back with you. Picture. It's kind of neat picture. What it's showing is we have freedom. Like, she was free to draw. She's free. Art gives you freedom to think and be who you are. And so she came up with her own picture of freedom.
Yeah, it's Half Dome, an eagle, and the bear of
California, where she lives.
The American flag.
Right. So it's really kind of a beautiful thing. So we all have freedom to do a lot of things, but let's see what the Bible tells us about freedom so we'll know what we're supposed to do with our freedom that God gave us. So we're going to go to our first scripture in Galatians.
Galatians 5:1 in the King James Version. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke, figuratively, servitude by a law or obligation of bondage, literally or figuratively, involuntary or voluntary, be in bondage serve to be a slave. And in the same scripture in the complete Jewish Bible says, what the Messiah has freed us for is freedom. Therefore, stand firm and don't let yourself be tied up again to a yoke of slavery.
Right, and the yoke of slavery can be many things. It seems today our society is kind of always pointing fingers at this group or that group and saying, this group owes me and I owe you, but it's telling us we're all set free. We're all unique. It's really hard to go, well, for example, for our granddaughter, she was taught recently in her history class about white privilege. And first of all, her family didn't have white privilege. Randy's mother didn't even graduate from high school.
Right.
And he put himself through school. I think what they've gotten mixed is probably the wealthy have privilege and they haven't used their privilege and love for the benefit of the world. So the what we're supposed to do with our freedom is to walk in love. And there is all kinds of bondage. There's corporate bondage. Sometimes I think they make maybe the top people are elite and they can be of any race, any creed, anything really. Don't maybe do it and put a lot of pressure on their employees. So you're not technically a slave like maybe the Egyptians had slaves, which happened to be white slaves, because they always say nobody, whites were not slaves, but they're in history, everybody has. In history of California, everyone picked the crops.
They're more like indentured servants is what it is.
Well, no, the Egyptian slaves were actually
no,
slaves.
No, but I mean so. America.
In America, but in California, in a sense, the people who were the pickers have had sort of like a slavish type job, but it's been every culture. There's been African American, there's been Chinese, there's been the white people from the Dust Bowl pick, there's been Hispanic people. Unfortunately, the wealthy that are privileged of any race tend to do things against the people who are down below them, which really as
not any love there.
Right. As Teddy Roosevelt, one of our great presidents, tried to do is say the wealthy need to be walking in love and bring everybody up. There will always be a leader because we do need people to lead, but they need to lead in love is what they need
right,
to do.
Right. To the benefit of the whole
society.
Electorate or everybody,
the society. So that's really what Jesus is teaching us. There's other kinds of bondage too that we can be under. We can be under the bondage of drugs. We can be in the bondage of, say, sexual bondage, watching pornography. And basically it's saying Jesus has set us free from any of those types of slavery that you have. Sex trafficking is a problem. There's drug problem. So we're set free.
Culture problem.
Right now there's a lot of protests, and really what we need to do is it doesn't mean we will all be the same, but we have to do actions that's for the good of society and moving forward. Anyway, we'll go see what the next scripture says.
The next scripture is Romans 6:7-11. For when we died with Christ, we were set free from the power of sin. And since we died with Christ, we know we will also live with him. We are sure of this because Christ was raised from the dead, and he will never die again. Death no longer has any power over him. When he died once to break the power of sin. But now that he lives for the glory of God. For you also should consider yourself to be dead to the power of sin and alive to God through Christ Jesus. And I say, our Lord.
Our Lord. Well, I love the thing I saw recently. Someone, I'm not sure who posted it. They put out a picture of three eggs. One egg was a brown egg, one egg was a white egg, and one egg was kind of like
a green egg.
Green egg. And so we're looking at them, and if you're going to judge the egg by its color, you could go, it's covering, I don't like this or that. But really, when you crack open the egg and you look inside, we're all the same. So what we're saying is Jesus, when he's the Lord of your life, you become born again, then he changes you, become a new creation, and we're all the same. Because that's why the Bible said there's no, if bond or slave, male, female, wealthy, poor, whatever race, right. We're all equal.
And God gives us a measure of faith, and he also gives us the God love in our hearts.
Right, because see, the issue that's the problem that I probably didn't bring up with our granddaughter is if they say there's wife privilege and you should be embarrassed, although she's never done anything, she's always been kind to everybody. In fact, people just go, she's the nicest person you ever meet. But when you look at her, you might think, well, she has white privilege, but actually her ancestry has all different kinds of things. She's got African American in her history. She has Native American Indian. She does have Caucasian white in her. She's just a mixture. We call it Heinz 57. So we don't want to teach our children to hate part of themselves. What if you have a racially combined child? She's one thing and another thing. Should she hate part of what she is? No, we're all made unique and wonderful in God. So that's what we're trying to do with this message is we're set free. We're the land of the free. It doesn't mean we tolerate being treated wrong necessarily, but we don't do that and we walk in love. And we need to go with the truth, which is what we were just reading. The truth says we're free from what? Free sin. From sin.
And sin is really the
culprit.
The pressure is on mankind is the decision making that we make by whether we go with God's word or we go with the Satan, as the Hebrew would say, Satan.
And so,
which is sin.
Right. So as we go along, we have to come with a loving heart. We don't want to put up with evil things. We will stand up for our freedom and say, no, this is wrong. You can't just riot and burn down buildings. That's wrong. Because someone worked hard.
A wrong doesn't make a right.
Right, because it's true there may be injustices and we can work through them. But someone paid to build the building. And we don't really, our freedom doesn't allow us to just go and destroy everything because we want to. That's not the freedom. The freedom, well, we'll go on to the next verse and it might explain it a little better.
And that's John 8, 31 through 32 in the Young's Literal Translation. Jesus therefore said unto those who believed in him, if ye may remain, abide, dwell, continue, tarry, and endure in my word, truly my disciples ye are. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free.
Right. So there's how we really get our freedom. We abide in the word. We do what our heart tells us to do, which would be walk in love, because our heart will tell us, no, you shouldn't do that, and yes, you should do that. Our heart would tell us, no, running in a store and stealing stuff out of the store and not paying, that's not love. And so who do you think's paying for this? The freedom is not to do that. The freedom is not to do whatever you want, because we don't want to go in and steal and then have our neighbor's prices raised and they're paying for our stealing. So that's why we have contracts. If we sign a contract, we pay the bill. We don't go after 3 years, go, oh, we didn't like this contract, we're not paying. That's not how it works. Jesus said, abide in his word, do what's right. People know in their conscience what's right until their conscience gets jaded. But really, they do know.
And a lot of people say, what is truth? Well, the truth is based on the word of God.
Right.
And you don't know the word of God unless you study the word of God.
Right. So we do need to study and show ourselves approved. And it will teach us how to walk in love. with one another. Jesus was a great example of that.
Yeah, can you believe this? This came to me the other day. And I'm going, here God himself, the Son of God, came and came before mankind. And he said, you know, they treated him like trash. They treated him because he was going against their little agenda. And if they would have recognized him, who he was, all things would have been great. Everybody would have been happy. But they only wanted the elite wanted to have their way, and they killed Jesus.
Right, they wanted their power and their money.
They killed the person who had it all.
Well, that's why they say it's hard for a wealthy man to get through the eye of a camel, because he loves his money.
I have a needle.
Oh, I have a needle, not I have a camel.
I have
it
a needle.
It might be hard to get through an eye of a camel.
No, I have a needle.
Yeah, I'm giving it
a needle. I have a camel.
That's why you always have to go back to the word, because
yeah,
you have a really...
You can't misquote it.
I would guess none of us could go through
the
an eye of a
says
camel.
It's a rich man... What was that? I have a needle. I believe was a small passageway through the wall.
Gate, right.
And they called it the eye of the needle. So it was a camel would have to get on its knees and crawl under
to get through
it. So they said it's very difficult for
a wealthy man
like a camel going through the eye of a needle.
Not through the camel's eye, because that would be impossible.
Right.
That would be. That's really. This is meant to be a fun day because we're set free, because we started off with the beautiful painting.
Right, we're set free.
With the beautiful painting from Grace that is giving honor to our country, and what a beautiful country we have. We have the Constitution that gives us all our freedoms, different ones.
And the Bill of Rights.
The Bill of Rights. And so we're going to end, this might be a little quicker than normal, but we're going to end with a song. I've been set free, and there's no better. I can't sing it, and if I could, I would sing it myself. But that would probably make
you. I don't think you'd want to watch it.
you go. Whoa, we're done.
We're done.
And we
click.
And we like you to listen through to the end and click like and subscribe. Not ah, we're leaving. So we're letting someone else sing it for us. But it's really kind of showing you what you're set free from. So instead of us, you can pray along with it. I like to turn on music sometimes and. I sing words with it, and then I pray in tongues with it, and it's just kind of uplifts me. And so we'll do our, let's see if I can do it. There's that one. Oh, that. Yeah, I'm always back. Let's see, this one.
One and three.
No, I'm three and one. Woo! No, right. This is the one, and this is
no,
the
no, the other way.
Oh, this is the one, and this is the...
Three.
Right. Well, we got it.
Truth wins. Truth wins.
Right. And so, well, it's a beautiful day here. I'm sure it's going to be beautiful. We're moving into the lovely, not too hot yet, not too cold, just spring weather.
And our motto is, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. And that's what this lesson was really about.
Right, because you're set free. You're set.
By the word of God.
By the word of God.
So, by the blessings of God.
So we'll go to our song, and it's a great song. Listen through. It'll tell you what you're set free from, and we'll say goodbye, and we'll see you again next Wednesday.
We love you.
Remember, like and subscribe if you have any prayer requests. We've gotten some, which I'm not going to tell them because I don't have them all here, but some good reports of answered prayer, of healings. Healings are abounding. So if you need prayer, go to prayer@truthwins.com, and we're more than happy to pray for you.
And things happen positively.
Yes, like major miracles. Woo! Anyway, here it was because we're set free. That's why. So here we go.
Here I surrender, lay down. Was more than enough. your scars. I am forgiven, changed by who you are. And what you have finished, I will not forget. Oh, I'm buried with Christ. I'm raised from the dead. I've been set free. I've been set free. Sin has no hope. Shame has no power over me. Found in your mercy. I've been washed clean. You call me.
Amazing grace, Jesus.